again. Gentlemen, what did I say about the age factor? What did I say? I have not seen these videos yet. Just make sure they had no music, like, for 1 second. And now look, what did I say? It's the older women, every time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss why I believe Christian women have been conquered. Now, you might say that's a very strong term that invokes a lot of meaning, and you would be correct in saying that. And the reason I'm saying this is not for effect, it's not to clickbait you, it's because I actually believe that. And we're going to explore, I'm going to let you see some clips as to explain my points, but one of the few things I want to say up front is, I know, gentlemen, some of them have commented on this show, others I know in real life outside of YouTube. There are men out there who want these Christian women that say that they're everywhere. But you know what? Here's the problem. Even the most, quote, Christian woman you can find, she seems to know way more about popular culture than you do. She seems to know way more about celebrities wanting to go to concerts and do all these things that maybe you're not. And you might think it's innocent and harmless, and the problem is you are mistaken. You really think that the women are going to know about popular culture and not know about feminism? Not know about the divorce court system? Not know about how child support they can make off of your goofy behind in 10 years? You think that this stuff never crosses their minds? If that was true, why do they get so mad when guys like me or guys on the side of the internet talk to you about this type of stuff? Why do you think they get so mad when we have a conversation like this? Why do you think it's women who want to put me down and call me bitter, hurt, all these things and not address the actual points? Because they can't. Because they know that we're correct, but they don't like that we know these things. Now, again, before the Not All Police comes to my dang channel, I want to say this up front. Not every woman will do this to you. Conversely, though, every woman can. And also, you're going to notice something that I'll point out later in this show. I've not seen all these videos you're going to see because I want to give you my raw reaction to it. I just looked at the title and I said, okay, it has no cheesy, goofy music in it because I listened to like 2 seconds of it. And then other than that, we're going to hop into this and I'm going to show you what I think points they're going to make. I can predict it pretty much out the rip. And gentlemen, we need to remember. We need to remember that whatever a woman says, you need to add the phrase right now to the end of that. And you also need to check for one thing in particular when it comes to these women in this church. Number one, how old are they? Because a lot of the women who are on social media talking about the beauties of Christian relationships are older women who I can't help but notice lack a ring on their finger. You think that's an accident? No, because they tried to get a commitment from Chad, Tyrone, Giga Chad, and all these other guys, but they couldn't do it. So now they're coming back to you because they know that you have morals, you have ethics, and they want to now capitalize off of that when they're on the decline and you're just entering your prime. You might say that sounds predatory. Yeah, it's because it is. And then they're also the same people who have maybe had sugar daddies or whatever who are going to turn back when you're 35, you're 40, and then you're looking back and you're wanting to date women who are younger, who are legal, by the way. They're not like teenage. They're not like underage. They're adults by legal definition. Then they tell you that you're the bad person when they did the exact same thing. Gentlemen, this is a very unfortunate situation we find ourselves in, and we're going to, without further ado, jump right into these clips, and I'm going to comment on them. So, all right, here's the first clip of the day. What is, says, where are all the single Christian girls at? All right, let's see what these so-called Christian girls have to say, shall we?
We're single Christian girls. Every time we see a cute guy at our church, we're going to check if he has a ring on his finger. We're single Christian girls. We're going to pray for our future husbands several times a week, even though he has no idea what it is. We're single Christian girls. We don't have boyfriends, so we're going to live vicariously through all of our friends who are getting engaged like every other month. We're single Christian girls, and these three older women from our church have tried to set us up with their grandson. We're single Christian girls. Oh. We're going to make a husband list and probably edit it every few months. Oh, we're single Christian girls. We're waiting on God's timing, but sometimes ask if he has expedited shipment. We're single Christian girls. We're gonna overuse the phrase season of singleness, but it's true. It's only for a season. Right, Gun?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I begin? Let's go back to the beginning of this clip. Let's restart this. Hold on. I'm going to break this down. Let's go through this one more time. I want to break this down. I wanted to say it all the way through. I wanted them to say their piece. Now we're going to talk about what I think. Let's see.
Christian girls, every time we see a cute guy at our church, we're going to check if he has a ring on his finger.
How old do you think this woman is? Just a friendly question. She looks like she's 25, maybe. Maybe a little older, I can't really tell. But, okay, here's the first thing I want to say. This is not something that is canon in the Bible, quote unquote. You know, like you might see in Star Wars canon or whatever. But in the Book of Enoch, there is a pattern. You might say, oh, it's not real, it's all fake, whatever. Shut up for a second, okay? I'm trying to make a point here. In the Book of Enoch, the angels who came down to earth, the sons of God, if you look in Genesis chapter 3, I think, or 4, I think it's Genesis 3 or 4, there's a passage that says the sons of God came down into the daughters of men. That the sons of God is a term used for angels, okay? You can look in the Book of Job, you can look at the book, I believe, in Isaiah, and every time the sons of God are used, It is a phrase that refers to the angels. I say that because in the Book of Enoch, one of the things that the Watchers, the sons of God, show to humans is makeup. It is linked with sorcery, with witchcraft. Now, I'm not telling you that if you have makeup on, you're a witch, because then that would mean every woman on the planet pretty much is a witch. But what I will say is, I can't help but notice in this clip, these women are wearing a lot of makeup, which is meant to deceive you. If you didn't know that, gentlemen, that is meant to deceive you, make them look younger, more fertile, more friendly, more inviting, and more seductive to you. You may not like that, but it doesn't matter whether you like it. It matters. That is what it is for. Okay? So out the rip, we're talking about how we are virtuous Christian women. We're signaling that, but yet we're wearing a lot of makeup. And you don't look like you're 18 to 22. You look older than that. I could be wrong. I don't know this person, but they don't look younger than 25. Let's continue.
We're single Christian girls. We're going to pray for our future husband several times a week, even though he has no idea what exists.
Look at that smile. Look how devious that is. That is not a happy smile. That is a, I am looking for my beta male beta Brad guy to clean up after Chad because Chad didn't give it to me. That's what I'm seeing off this. See, here's my question. Why don't girls like this actually follow that advice when they're 18, 19, 20 years old? I know women who have. So don't tell me it's impossible. I know women who have. But for some reason, it's the ladies who are like 25 and older who now want to lecture me or guys like us about, oh, now you gotta marry me. Why? Why? Because somebody else didn't do it and now I need to pay for it? If this was such a great deal, if you were such a great investment, why has nobody else invested in you yet? And they love to say like, oh, it's all God and all that. And stop. I hate it when people use God to avoid accountability. They use God as if they have no control over anything and everything that just happens to them. No, you make choices in this life. You can't have it both ways. Either God isn't fully in control and you're a complete victim of everything that ever happens to you, or you're not and you have to take accountability for it. You got to choose one or the other. There's no in-between on that one.
We're single Christian girls. We don't have boyfriends, so we're going to live vicariously through all of our friends who are getting engaged like every other month.
Which begs the question, why are you not getting engaged? Maybe those crazy eyes right there? Look at those big crazy eyes, man. Oh man. Now I can see why it's your friends and not you.
We're single Christian girls, and these three older women from our church have tried to set us up with their grandson.
Yeah, because the grandson is like, no. Again, oh no, bro. This is too easy. This is just too easy to rebuttal.
We're single Christian girls. We're gonna make a husband list and probably edit it every few months.
Oh, in other words, I'm gonna keep raising the bar on you because as I get older, I need more and more maintenance, more and more things from you because I've been more and more jaded by all the men in my past. Oh, brother.
We're single Christian girls. We're waiting on God's timing, but sometimes ask if he has expedited shipment.
How about maybe you just choose the right man? How about maybe you stop looking for there's an old saying in this space that women want Tupac with a degree. These women want Giga Chad in a soft guy type of era. Shout out to the soft guys. They want Giga Chad, Mr. Like, they want like Giga Chad, buff, chiseled, entrepreneurial guy who's also simultaneously extremely humble, extremely generous, and wants to get married knowing he's liable to lose half of everything he's ever invested into himself and his businesses. They want Mr. Impossible Man, not Mr. Improbable Man, but Mr. Impossible Man. And they don't think I didn't notice how she blamed God as if God's the blame for her singleness. No, ma'am, that's your fault. You've chosen men who did not commit to you, who used you, and discarded you. You knew that was likely to happen, but you chose that man thinking it would be different and you could change him, and you couldn't, and now you pretend to be the victim. I'm not buying this.
We're single Christian girls. We're gonna overuse the phrase season of singleness, but it's true. It's only for a season.
How old are you, ma'am? I want to know, because the season looks like it's been extended a little bit. Stop using God as if God's the reason that you are single. No, you just can't choose a man. It's not complicated. This is not brain science or rocket surgery. I know I used those two. I know I changed that up. That was on purpose. My friends, don't feel sorry for these people. They could have a boyfriend tomorrow, but they don't. Because the guys who they actually want will not give them the relationship that they want. Do not fall for this. Do not let them deceive you. Don't let this happen. If you want to feel bad for them, I would advise you not to. Because women control the intimacy in a relationship. You as a man control a commitment. That is a well-known fact in the space. But the problem is, people are often too afraid to bring this in the church. Oh, I'm not afraid to do it. Because the church is an extension of the larger ecosystem that we live in. Might be a smaller one, but it's a subset. And there is a Passover, no pun intended, it's a Passover season. There is a connection, a Passover from the society at large into the smaller subsection called the Christian church, the Jewish synagogue, the Muslim madrasas. This is not an accident. We are seeing this happen all over the place. And then they want to blame you as a man as if it's your fault. No, it's not your fault. Alright, let's see what this next video got to say.
You can't pray your way out of singleness. You can't pray your way to marriage, and you cannot pray your way to a relationship. And I know that that's going to be controversial because I got a lot of Christian women who follow me. I myself am a Christian.
Look at this fake hair. Look at this probably AI filter. The makeup. Gentlemen, these women want real men, and yet they wear fake everything on their bodies, and they want you to accept them. Make it make sense.
Your faith base is, you have to do the work. I get a lot of people who come to me and
Look at the nails too, ladies. Okay, I gotta, gentlemen, do you find these like Wolverine claw nails attractive? I personally find them disgusting.
And they say, oh well, you know what happened to you, how you found your husband was just by the grace of God. And while that is true, it is also true that I did things to improve my odds of dating.
Yeah, you, in other words, you actually made choices. Yeah. In other words, there was a semblance of accountability. Yes! Yes, there is! And you could have a good guy tomorrow, but you don't want him! You want Giga Chad with those characteristics, or Chad or Tyrone at the minimum, but you can't find him, because he doesn't exist.
I got braces as an adult because I needed to fix my teeth. I went to therapy. That had to happen.
Okay, at least she's trying to better herself, that's great, but where was this 10 years ago? Where was this 20 years ago? This is the problem. People find out too late and then they want to make it your problem and not them just embracing the consequences of their own bad choices. This is why I say Christian women have been conquered by the lies of society. The lies of society have told them this, that, and the other. Just choose your career, be a feminist, do all these things. And then they do that, and then they don't want to take accountability for the choices they chose to make, and instead they want to blame you as a man for not committing to them. No.
What?
Yeah, that's right. You want to say, what? That can't be true, because it's not true. It's a lie.
Oh, hell no.
It's not true, and that's the problem. I want people to take accountability for their own actions.
I took Feminine Renaissance University.
What?
I took a styling course.
What
the hell is that?
And I took some etiquette lessons in Switzerland. All of that definitely improved my dating.
Ma'am, you should have done... How old are you? I need to know, because you look like you're 35 to 40.
I always had the grace of God. Even in the 20 years where I was single, dating in the dead end, I...
Oh my... 20 years? Oh, man. This woman's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs now.
Always have the grace of God. You always have the grace of God. So that's a given. But you can't do this based on praying in God's grace. This is why a lot of single Christian women are at the back of the line. They haven't found the marriage that they deserve.
Why are we dancing around the idea that, yes, you made bad choices? You made your bed, you're lying in it. Why are we not pretending? Why are we pretending that that's not the case?
Sorry, they haven't found the man that they desire because they think prayer is all they have to do. No, you're going to have to put yourself out there. You're going to have to risk rejection. You're going to have to improve yourself. You're going to have to get fit.
She's on the right track. She's not wrong with this. The problem is she's now like 35 to 40. You should have done this 20 years ago and then you'd be fine. But now, ma'am, you look like you're 35 to 40. You might be doing all these things now, but men who actually want to start a family, they can't choose you unless they want to spend $100,000 on IDF and all this other stuff just for them to get praying mantis because you've been so accustomed to being single. This is not an accident.
You're going to have to heal mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
All right. I've had enough of this video. Oh, guys, moral of the story. You made bad choices, you get bad results. And this is why I say the Christian women have been conquered. They've been conquered by their own bad choices. They bit the apple just like Eve did, and now they want to blame Adam, they want to blame God. In the story of the Bible, it's Adam who blames Eve. Now we have Eve blaming Adam. It's unbelievable to me. Here's the last video. Let's see how much I can stomach of this before we wrap up the show.
Say less.
Not a makeup. Oh, what did I just say about makeup? Ladies, if you're listening to me and you ever run off already or left me a comment that I'm a bitter and hurt Christian man, let me tell you something. If you want to have a real, real Christian man relationship, stop looking like a woman who works on the street or is an escort. Please, stop doing it. Stop trying to look like all of the models on Instagram and TikTok, please. Because then you're going to get treated like one. That's like me going outside with wearing a clown costume and having a beep, beep, beep nose. And then people being like, oh, look, he's a clown. And me being mad. Oh, how dare you call me a clown? If I'm dressed like a clown, if I look like a clown, and if I act like a clown, you're going to call me a clown. It's like these women saying, oh, I'm not artificial. Oh, no, I'm genuine. Oh, no, I'm real. But yet, your eyelashes are fake. Your hair color is fake. Your makeup is fake. Your teeth are probably artificially whitened. All these things are fake. And then you want a real relationship. Brothers, what the hell?
Dating a woman of God is an absolute game changer. She will bring out a different type of love and experience for a man. You see,
oh, really?
A woman who has a relationship with God is going to be instilled with qualities such as love, compassion.
Where was this love 20 years ago, ma'am? You look like you're 35 or 40. Again, gentlemen, what did I say about the age factor? What did I say? I have not seen these videos yet. Just make sure they had no music, like for 1 second. And now look, what did I say? It's the older women, every time.
Empathy and forgiveness. There are three things that you will ultimately find in a woman of God. Number one, unconditional love.
I love the poorly educated.
You gotta be kidding me. Did you just say unconditional love? Ma'am, there's this guy named Chris Rock, who is a comedian, and he once said that the only people who get our unconditional love are women, dogs, and children. Men, you never get unconditional love. No, never. And if you don't believe me, let me ask you a question. When a woman says you need to have this, 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 and the other thing to qualify for me, what are those called? Contingencies. Yes, that's correct. Which means that if you don't reach this bar, you're not deserving of her love, which makes it conditional. Does it not? Considering if you don't follow these terms, the contract is terminated. The contract being access to her body. That is a condition. A conditional love. It's called math.
A woman of God's love often reflects the unconditional love that she believes that God has for her.
Where was this love 20 years ago when you actually had fertility and everything else?
This means that the love that she has for her partner goes beyond...
Partner! Again, this term partner is a psyop meant for the rainbow riding community. That is who uses these terminologies, and now you have even Christian women talking about you being a partner. No, you are his wife. He is your husband. You are his wife. This is not a partnership. Now, do you see why this is important that we talk about this? This is what I'm talking about. This passing over of ideals from one side of the tracks to the other side of the tracks. But they still want the traditional options without any of the traditional conditions at all. Nothing.
On superficial conditions and expectations. Now, her love is rooted in acceptance, faith, and forgiveness, mirroring the...
Oh, in other words, forgive me of my past because I was doing double backflips on Chad Tyrone and front flips on Giga Chad and doing all these things, but that doesn't matter anymore because now I'm a reformed woman. Yeah, whatever.
Love that she receives with her relationship with God. Second, stability and support.
You see, why don't you put that second instead of first because that's what she actually wanted, but she couldn't say that up front. Because then that might make her look bad. Yeah, I'm seeing the translation here.
Now, a woman of God's faith is often equipped with empathy and compassion and the ability to provide.
I'm getting a migraine like you are. I can't. I'm getting nauseous. I ate like 30 minutes ago and I'm getting nauseous listening to this right now. I'm getting nauseous. My body is physically rejecting this right now. This is a disgrace. I'm getting nauseous listening to this. How much more can I stop? Oh, there's a minute left. Oh.
Emotional support. Her strong foundation in faith teaches her to be there for others during joy, sorrow, and challenges. She can offer a listening ear, wise counsel, a safe space where her partner can feel comfortable with his struggles. And the third and last thing that you will find in a godly woman is inspiration and encouragement.
Gentlemen, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you told your girl something and it didn't come back like a boomerang to hit you? It wasn't used against you when she was mad or upset, or it wasn't thrown back in your face when you did something she didn't like, and then she threw it back in your face even though you told it to her in confidence? Are we going to pretend like that doesn't happen, really? Oh, boy. Come on. I can't take this anymore. This is a disgrace. I can't do this anymore, man. I'm physically feeling sick. I physically feel ill listening to this right now. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. I can't stomach any more of this. This is why men are chucking out of the church in droves. This right here, this is why men are not going to church and they're going their own way. This is why women are going into church 25, 30, 35, 40 looking for the good men and they can't even find them because the men are waking up to this reality. They are seeing that they are being set up for failure, set up for being exploited, and set up to pick up other people's leftovers. Yeah. I know you don't like that, but it's true. Where was she when she turned 18? Was she like, "Hi, I'm 18. I can't wait to get married and have children and support you"? No. She went off to college. She did backflips on the basketball team, front flips on the football team. Oh, yeah! I'm in college right now. You don't think I see this? Yeah! I see the women who will be like, oh, hi. I see women. Okay, I've said this before on the show. I am not a holier-than-thou individual, okay? I have my own problems. But what I will say is, I have had women one night, and then they go to that, and then I see them on Instagram at church the next day. You think I'm making this up? No. They were sitting on me last night, and then they're going to church the next day. Look at I, all innocent and everything. Oh, yeah. I'm not making this up, man. Now, again, I'm telling you, I'm not some sage who's sinless. No, I'm not. But what I will tell you is, you are not getting these prime women. These women are not prime. They are leftovers. And they are showing up in your church looking for love because they think that you're a naive gump and you're just going to take them. They think that you're stupid. They think that you don't know what they've been up to for God knows how long. They don't think you know the truth. They don't think you are wise enough to understand that you are not the prime selection. You are not the first choice. You are not who she actually wanted. Because if you were, she would have given you everything she had to offer in her prime, and she didn't. Ladies, if you think what I'm saying is foul, please rebuttal with logic and facts what I just said. Please, I'd love to hear it. I would love for someone to give me an argument that makes sense in a rebuttal to what I just said. My friends, we need to embrace the reality that Christian women have been conquered. And if you want to be a family guy, if you want to be a legacy guy of traditional legacy, not like surrogacy or anything else, you're rolling the dice. Can you win? Yes. Is it plausible or probable? No, not really, no. But again, while I would advise you not to, you're going to do what you want to do. All I'd ask is that you make yourself as educated as possible before you make such an important decision. My friends, please feel free to do your own research. Leave your thoughts and your comments below. I'd love for you to say off and sound off on what you think and what your experience has been. Take care of yourselves. I look forward to seeing you next time. I'm out. Peace.